Welcome to Inspiring Business with your host, Mark Bullock, who is the co-founder of VideoSocials.net and of VideoInterviewPodcast.com. In every episode, Mark interviews business and organizational thought leaders who share their stories of how they inspire others by making a difference. You can find this show on VideoSocials.net and YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and almost any podcast platform of your choosing.
Welcome. And today I have a special guest for you. It's Lily Jibarak. Lily is a licensed professional counselor, an executive leadership coach, and a PhD candidate specializing in transformational leadership. She is deeply committed to empowering women to reach their fullest potential. Employing an integrative approach, she addresses the multifaceted dimensions of personal, emotional, and spiritual growth within the realm of professional development. Her overreaching vision is to empower professional women by guiding them through the integration of their aspirations, thus facilitating genuine self-discovery and fulfillment in their personal and professional lives. Been looking forward to this conversation for a while, Lily. It's wonderful to have you.
I have been looking very much forward to this discussion. Thank you for having me.
And I did want to acknowledge, you know, you were sick last week and you're getting back on your feet, but I'm so glad that you're feeling well enough to have this conversation, because I think it's a really important one. And I always like to start these conversations when I'm doing my podcast with, you know, it helps people to know our why we do what we do, but really that always ties back into, you know, what's your story? And so yeah. I'd love for you to take a few minutes and talk about what your story is.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking that question. Yes, I do believe that our why is what inspires and fuels our passion to do what we want to bring into the world. And my personal story is absolutely what is motivating me to get up in the morning and with that sense of passion and aliveness. And it is my honor to share that. My origins are very humble. I was born and raised in former Yugoslavia, and sort of scarcity and family dysfunction created the backdrop of my formative years. So that interplay of social and cultural influence left very deep imprint on my personality and my perceived sense of self. So in 1994, as conflict began to arise within our country, I made a decision and I immigrated to US. So with two suitcases, two kids, and without speaking a word of English, I braved the new world. I landed and I tackled that world very diligently, and I dove into an IT profession with very hard determination to succeed. Mm-hmm. I cloaked myself in the facade of toughness and resolution to make it. And very gradually, I built for myself a reputation of a superwoman, because I was somebody who would work harder and longer than anyone else. And all of these achievements and accolades were something that I took a very, very deep pride in. And naively, I believe that from that point, my life would just unfold effortlessly. Mm-hmm. Needed. However, an unforeseen set of circumstances changed my life completely. And that is when my 16-year-old just collapsed and he crossed away very unexpectedly. And that was my initiation. It was literally a portal into what Joseph Campbell refers as a hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And unbeknown to me, I was forced to face all of the skeletons, ghosts, demons from my past to re-examine the reason why I do things. Mm-hmm. Inspiration behind certain of my motivations and my values, my dreams, all of it. And it was a slow and gradual process of excavating of what was lost in the process of trying to please everybody, to be everything for everybody else except myself. And somewhere beneath all of that mess of expectations and those who I inherited and embraced as my own, and those that were self-inflicted, was the core of my dreams.
Wow.
And I made the most important choice and decision then, and that is to claim responsibility for it, because we can only change who we are and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started. That's right. Set the foundation and inspiration for my business.
It's so, of course, my condolences. And as you were starting that story, I didn't come from the same level of scarcity that you did. I was more of a middle class already in the U.S., et cetera. But at the same token, I took the same path that you did as far as to really excel in IT specifically. And I had reached a pinnacle in my career. You know, thank God, literally, I didn't lose a child. But I did have the budding financial empire that I was building taken away in overnight. So it's very different, but there is some similarities. And in my case, I sat down and said, okay, well, if this path that I've been on my entire professional life and had excelled at, same as you, you know, nobody worked harder, nobody studied more, nobody put more into it. I had to be the best. I had to be, you know, I had to be indispensable to those that I served, et cetera. Right. So, if that wasn't going to work, and technology, as we know, is an incredible treadmill, it's just continuous. It's a nonstop, you know, learning, that you have to do just to be able to function in it. I sat down and said, if this isn't going to work out, what do I want to be when I grow up? And that's when I created, you know, my mission statement and trained as a business coach myself, and, you know, started studying Wayne Dyer and then further into it, Dr. David Hawking, et cetera. I know that we have some of the same mentors. As it were. And I created my mission statement, and my mission statement is I make a difference for those who make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. Really trying to want to expand on, you know, that, yeah, we all have an impact, but if we recognize that our impact, the difference that we make, carries forward to others, and to make it. And I know both of us share exactly the same favorite quote by, you know, Marianne Williamson, which is starts with our deepest fear is that it's not that we're inadequate, but that our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And I'm not going to read the entire quote, but it's a mantra for me. It touches my heart every time that I read it or even think about it. So, I know we're on the same page in that, but you've really focused in on, I know that you're primarily focused in on women, but it's the same, because we are all the same, right? We are all of the same consciousness. We are all of the same spirituality. We are all of the same energy. So, but specifically, you know, what challenges are women and men faced with, the systemic issues that are formed from our childhood, from our parents, from what baggage, you know, and abuses and et cetera, that they carried forward, because we were all innocent children when we were born, and then life and our parents happen. and that tends to carry forward generationally. And I know that that's where you really like to focus in on. So what can we talk about in that arena?
Oh my goodness, you said so much. we can really spend the next 24 hours talking about and unpacking everything that was said. I love what you said. And then somewhere along the lines, our partners come in, our kids come in. But I think that certain choices and decisions are being made long before that. And that is, we start to believe in messages that are being passed down to us that persuade us to believe that we are deficient, that we are broken, that we are half of the whole. And the truth, in essence, is that we are all the same.
Yes.
I love what you said, that although I focus in addressing women particularly, but I think that everything I say, everything I do is equally applicable for men and women, because at this stage of where we are and where corporate is, I strongly believe, and I can say that after spending 25 years in a corporate business, that it no longer works for anybody. Hustling, producing more, being on that constant hamster wheel, it's not going to give us what we are looking and hoping for. The state of productivity, of creativity, of flow and innovation does not happen from that place of contraction, from that place of pressure, from that place of, oh, I have to perform. I have to produce. If I need to pull out a yardstick to measure my success, to measure my possessions as a representative of my success, I failed myself. I failed the light, that infinite light and beauty within me. Hence, my mission is, like carrying over what you said about our mentors, I absolutely admire both of these people, and Dr. Hawkins is somebody who is absolutely somebody I deeply, deeply admire, and I will borrow what he said. His mission was upliftment of mankind. And I would like to believe that what I do, it really is that. Because my hope is to help people unveil that which does not serve them, that which they are not and who they are not, until they come to the very essence of who they are. Light, powerful beyond our own measures. And that is how we change the world, by starting changing ourselves. And that's how it has that snowball ripple effect. And you also mentioned about what needs to be confronted, what needs to be removed. And well, there are countless people, and there is a known fact about all of the systemic issues that especially women are faced with in the corporate world: inequality, gender roles, stereotyping. Their voice is often talked over. They're being passed down for promotion, and so on. That level of marginalization and lack of visibility is unquestionably there. What I like to focus on in my work, and what is that I had to overcome in order to stand and be who I am, is that insidious voice that we accept as our own. These inner voices, that inner glass ceiling that leads me to believe that I need to perform as a superwoman. Because if you look at the very definition of superwoman, I will read that, is somebody who strives to achieve perfections in all spheres of her life. How realistic. What is the path that somebody needs to undertake to excel and reach perfection in every aspect of someone's life? So somewhere along the lines, we have internalized voices that we are less than, that we are deficient. And there is a harsh price to pay for being better, perhaps, than my sibling, because my daddy won't like me. My mom won't like me. We take these messages, and some of the fundamental attachment styles that we build, and family patterns and roles that we adopt in our childhood, we end up projecting and carrying throughout our life. Because whatever we do, wherever we go, we bring who we are. And most of that happens unconsciously. And again, to arrive to that essence of who we are, we need to be willing to unpack, to peel the layers of who we are not, to come to something that is more functional. And that is a beautiful unity, that is a synchrony of masculine and feminine. Because we are going and moving through a workforce that has that unsustainable notion of what it takes to be successful.
And I don't want to interrupt your flow, but one of the things that dawns on me is that because we are at our nature connected to each other, we're born connected. We're connected to it through, especially through our mothers initially, but we are connected and we could spend, you know, the rest of today going through how the influence and actions of our parents and our, you know, our relationships and our childhoods, et cetera, try to block that off. But I kind of want to fast forward to where that shows up in the business world. That's very present for me. And that is this whole idea of competition. I have to get ahead of, in order to get ahead of, I got to put somebody else down. I have to be right. In order to be right, somebody else has to be wrong. The idea of, you know, the difference between I want to be rich or I want abundance in my life to I want abundance for myself, yes, but I want abundance for everyone, right? I just literally had this conversation the other night with my business partner, Vic. You know, it's like, I'm not an empire builder. That's not where I'm going, because I'm not trying to gather it all for me. I'm trying to allow us, mankind, you know, to get to the next level. But that, again, coming back to it becomes ingrained that if in order for somebody to be a success in the business world, you've got to step on others. You've got to deny who you are, because who you are is sitting across the desk from you. Right. It's just,
absolutely,
what we're projecting is, you know, the ego, the id, et cetera. But, you know, it's not who we are at the core. Who we are at the core is the same. There are no boundaries, right? So by taking advantage of someone else or putting somebody else down, guess what? We're not just putting them down. We're putting us down. We're putting ourselves down.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I cannot agree with you more, because life in world is not as we see it. Mm-hmm. It is projection of how we see ourselves.
Mm.
It's a mirror image. And if we look at results and what's manifesting, what's showing up in our life as a representation of where is that we need to continue to grow? What is that we need to consider? And what we are still needing to address and look at? Then the entire narrative is changing very much, because the essence is everything that you said is what we have thought, what we have been taught,
right?
That we need to toughen up, that we need to compete in order to succeed, that we need to embrace these masculine traits and become strong, compete. However, we know for a fact, undoubtedly, that COVID happened, and there is no question about it.
Right.
It is a time when we have all been forced to stop and think. And some statistics, I'm just gonna briefly mention some of these,
sure,
to demonstrate the point of where we are at right now. So in 2020, burnout was classified as a, through the World Health Organization, it was defined as a syndrome that is affecting 75% of workforce. And that was prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward into aftermath of COVID, the rate of depression, the rate of suicide had quadrupled. It just gives, I think, completeness to the story that we are discussing here, because this is what is at stake.
Yeah.
The way we have been running our lives no longer works. We need to redefine how we see success. What does richness versus wealth means for me? What making and succeeding truly means. Mm-hmm. What I find is that among all of these statistics, you know, and our overflowing inboxes, our to-do list, or just keeps piling, and we think, oh, just one more day, just one more month, just one more, just this much, and I will catch up, you know, and it never happens. And yet we are professing and looking for a new hack, life hack, how to be more proficient, how to be more effective, how to work faster. It simply doesn't work, because what we are needing and looking for is not more of anything. We're searching for meaning. We're looking for essence, for something that is fulfilling, that which will connect us with that innate state of flow. Because let me just remind you, this may be a very simple way to connect. Can you think back of a situation when you felt very powerful, when there was that sense of being in flow, where time seemed to stop and you felt absolutely invincible?
Yes.
Okay. What is that that becomes possible to you or anybody else from that state?
Essentially anything. But the anything for me really has to do is with others. Because in that state, and I'm going to set aside any promotion of video socials, but I created video socials from that state. And that state is we together can learn to reconnect and empower each other and learn from each other and communicate with each other. And in doing so, we make that possible in the world. So rather than trying to, you know, create marketing messages for purposes of going out and getting ours, right? We're coming from a place of how do we serve those that we serve, and how do we communicate that, and how do we move past the other side of the coin, because we're either working towards something or we're in fear of it, right? So
yes,
the vast majority of the global population is in fear of being on camera, you know, as an example, right? So we gather and we, through the experiential and transformational program called Video Socials, we learn how to be with our audience by being with each other as a group, and making our recordings and having our practices and engaging with each other and giving each other feedback and connecting, reconnecting to the connection that already exists, and overcoming whatever is stopping us. And I've never been so moved as I have been. And when I see people that make that transition in that environment, in that community, it's the most powerful community I've ever seen. And all that I do is facilitate it. All that I do is make it possible. And it's the most powerful thing in my life. So
I love what you just shared. It is so beautiful. And I apologize, this is where my my getting over my illness is kicking in for a little bit. I think that the foundation of what you're saying is absolutely essential. Because what I hear you say is you provide that safe space for somebody to be as they are, And I will argue visibility and impact and speaking to create impact is our birthright. However, if we are driven with that notion that we are less than, that we are deficient, that there is something innately broken inside of us, we're going to be horrified.
Yep.
To stand in full light and display ourselves for who we are and to show up as we truly are. And this is another important part of my work and what I like to bring. And that is partially, that can partially be attributed to some of the difference between women and men, because women are, studies show that women are more likely than men to adopt these fixed shame-based meanings. Because if there is something that is deficient, not functioning, if there is a complaint, if there is something that is not aligned with the best possible outcome, they attribute that to their deficiency. And it is that inner belief that because of me and what I have done, which usually stems back to the earliest childhood. Oh, when I did this, my mommy did not like me, or my daddy got drunk. That is what we end up projecting, of course, very unconsciously in our professional and personal world. So at this stage of this, what I would say as collective trauma, because we are collectively traumatized by everything that happened, we truly need understanding. We need awareness of how are these patterns taking away from who we are and who we can be, and that we are the light beyond our greatest measure. And stepping into that requires tools, adequate education, tools. And then everything becomes possible.
Couldn't agree more. And we could literally go on for days. I did want to take a moment to say, you know, you are co-author of a book, The Ultimate Guide to Creating Your Soul Aligned Business. We'll have a link in that here. Your website is your name. .com. How do you pronounce your name?
Jiparak.
Okay. LilyJiparak.com. Again, there'll be links so you don't have to remember how to spell everything. You're on LinkedIn by your name. You're on Facebook by your name. You've got a Facebook business. You're on Instagram, etc. So all of those links will be here. And I was reading one of your blog posts this morning on the four C's. Really, really, really great. I think it's one of your more recent ones, but you're putting it out there. I really want to acknowledge you because you're not hiding this information, and I believe that you had. And so you're making things available through interviews, through your co-authoring of the book, through your website, through your social media platforms, and the posts. I invite anyone watching to, you know, join that conversation and to learn from you. And I believe that you had a special offer for those that are watching or listening today.
Yes. I would love to invite your audience, your listeners, to reach out to me if they feel called, if this is something that resonates, if you feel inclined to unpack and unravel and discover the next level of possibility for you, I would want to invite you to reach out to me. Mm-hmm. By the end of May, I am starting my new Influence and Impact Bootcamp, and it is a very limited in the number of spots. So please reach out to me if you feel this might be something that you would want to explore further.
And can they click through something on your website to reach out to you or?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Scheduling a call with me is the best way because I am committed to everyone's success and I do want to make sure that we are the right fit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has been such a pleasure. We've been waiting for some time to be able to do this. We literally could go on for an indefinite period of time, but I would like to invite you back. Maybe as we get closer to your boot camp, or perhaps after, whenever might work for you. But I definitely want to let people know that we're scratching the surface here, but it's we're connected. We just don't see it necessarily, or we're afraid of that connection. And back to Marianne Williamson's quote, which every time I read it, just grabs me by the heart. And it really has to do with, we can't shine if we can't connect, if we don't recognize that. That we are connected. And then by, frankly, allowing whatever has happened and whatever story we've written about or whatever we've done to compensate mentally and emotionally for whatever's happened, if we can't sort through that to recognize that we are infinite beings and we have infinite possibility, when we recognize that we are all the same, we are all connected, we all share the same energy, the same light, the same spirituality,
yes,
all the same, regardless of what a particular belief system is or a particular way of thinking about it, it's all the same energy, right? It's just different perspectives and different ways of looking at it. So I encourage everyone, please do check out Lily's presence online because it's beautiful, and reach out to her if this conversation resonated with you and it was something that you want to follow. And Lily, thank you so much for braving the just getting over. The realities of physical illness to be with me today, and I'm so glad to have had you.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
You've been listening to Inspiring Business with your host, Mark Bullock. Your positive comments, likes, and most importantly, your sharing of this show with others is greatly appreciated. Don't forget to subscribe to the Inspiring Business Podcast on whatever platform you prefer. You can catch prior episodes on videosocials.net and on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and all the major podcast platforms.